This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Writ petition filed by CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli against Election Commission and House Speaker continues today as well. International Day of Peace being observed across the country. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stays in power but falls short of majority in federal election. Now, the news in detail. The writ petition filed by CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli against the Election Commission and the House Speaker is being heard today as well. Debate continues today over whether an interim order should be issued in connection with the writ petition. In the writ petition, the then Prime Minister Oli has demanded to dismiss 14 lawmakers who violate the whip by absenting themselves from the House of Representatives on May 10th. Similarly, Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rada has fixed the hearing of the writ petition against the appointment of Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Ghising, in his own bench. The writ petition filed by the then Executive Director Hitendra Dev Sakya against the government's decision to appoint NEA's Executive Director Ghising was fixed by Chief Justice Jangabahadur Rada in his own bench. Hitendra Dev Sakya, the outgoing Executive Director of NEA, has filed a writ petition in the Supreme Court on August 16th, claiming that the government had illegally removed him from the post of Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority. Swara Shraddha, also known as Pitripaksha, has started from today. During a 16-day lunar period, Hindus pay homage to their ancestors. Hindus thronged Gokarneswar Uttargaya of Kathmandu Valley, Betravati, Devghat and Triveni, among others, since early morning to pay homage to their ancestors. Swara Shraddha falls in a lunar month of Bhadra, beginning with a full moon day and ending with a new moon day. Meanwhile, the local administration has urged one and all to follow health safety protocols while visiting the sacred places and carrying out essential rituals. The International Day of Peace is being observed across the country today. The United Nations General Assembly had passed the motion in 1981 to mark the International Day of Peace on the third Tuesday of September, the day United Nations General Assembly began. The first International Day of Peace was observed in September 1982. Later, in 2002, September 21 was fixed officially by the United Nations General Assembly as the International Day of Peace. The government would not let off the hook the money laundering, terrorist activities, corruption and other crimes. The finance ministry made it clear that the government would not inquire about the income source of the investments made in infrastructure development and industries of national importance till end of 2080 Bikram Sambat, by adding Section 11 in the Income Tax Act 2058 in line with the Financial Bill 2078. The ministry stated a press release showing severe concern over the comments public in ministry's plan on this new scheme. The ministry underscored no illegal activities would be let off the hook in the name of income sources. According to ministry spokesperson Mahesh Acharya, the income made illegally would not be allowed for investment. The Nepali Congress is holding ward conventions as part of its 14th General Convention in 7 districts today. According to coordinator of Nepali Congress Central Election Committee, Mahadev Prasad Yadav, the districts to have the ward conventions are Sindhupalchok, Kabre Palanchok, Kathmandu, Bajura, Kapilbastu, Bardia and Morang. The party had earlier fixed the ward convention date today for 20 districts, but the details on distribution of active membership are yet to come from remaining 13 districts. The Nepali Congress had already held the ward convention in 57 districts. The ward-level election had begun since September 3rd. The Central General Convention of the party is scheduled for November 25th to 29th. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpashchim Province and at few places of the rest of the province. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at few places of the Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Karnali province today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party has won a minority government after a close election battle against the opposition Conservatives. CBC News reported that the Liberals would get most seats in the Canada's 44th Parliament but would fall short of the 170-seat threshold needed for a majority. Canadian media have reported the final results may not be released early as election officials will begin counting hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots on Tuesday morning. Australia's Victoria state has shut down construction sites across the Melbourne following a violent protest against mandatory COVID-19 vaccines. The protest on Monday was against a requirement for staff to prove that they had received a vaccine to access their workplace. Officials said some sites would be shut for up to 2 weeks after construction workers and other protesters clashed. On Monday, riot police were deployed and reportedly used rubber bullets and pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Russian President Vladimir Putin's party has won a parliamentary majority following an election marred by reports of fraud. With almost all of the votes counted, the United Russia Party had won nearly 50% of the vote, marking a slight drop in support from the previous election. Russia's Electoral Commission rejected claims of widespread irregularities. United Russia's victory means it will have more than two-thirds of 450 seats in the country's parliament. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Writ petition filed by CPN-UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli against Election Commission and House Speaker continues today as well. International Day of Peace being observed across the country today. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stays in power but falls short of majority in federal election. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.